Introduction. Ada Byron Lovelace has only recently been receiving the recognition she earned nearly 200 years ago. Brilliant, mercurial, and ambitious, she was born in an era that considered women's minds unequipped for serious thought. That wasn't the only barrier she had to overcome. Almost from birth, her mother set out to mold and then to control her. Ada seized her independence, but was tormented by chronic ill health. Yet she thought she possessed singular qualities of genius and aspired to outshine her famous poet father, Lord Byron. She knew she was an intuitive discoverer of the hidden realities of nature, with immense reasoning faculties, driving her toward an uncharted destiny. She and the mathematician and inventor Charles Babbage formed a collaboration that was a kind of alchemy. Her energy, boldness, fairy magic, he called her an enchantress, pushed him to develop his analytical engine, an early mechanical computer. Then she explained the invention to the world. But the world wasn't ready to imagine what Ada imagined: computers that would process information by themselves. She seems to have realized, as Babbage did, that their work would be appreciated only by future generations. She wrote him, "You know, I am by nature a bit of a philosopher and a very great speculator, so that I look on through a very immeasurable vista. And though I see nothing but vague and cloudy uncertainty in the foreground of our being, yet I fancy I discern a very bright light a good way further on, and this makes me care much less about the cloudiness and indistinctness which is near. Am I too imaginative for you? I think not." Part 1, 1816 to 1824. Chapter 1, Born into Scandal. Augusta Ada Byron was only a month old on January 15, 1816, when her mother, Anne Isabella Byron, snatched her from her cradle and fled London. Lady Byron and her husband, George Gordon, Lord Byron, had been married just a year. During their months together, he was rarely tender, mocking her, howling that marriage had destroyed him, proclaiming his love for his half-sister, confessing his past misdeeds, and recounting the madness that ran in his family. Often, he drank until he passed out. Lord Byron was drunk. The night Lady Byron told him she was leaving him in the morning and would take Ada with her, he languidly asked, "When shall we three meet again?" She answered, "In heaven," and ran from the room. Titled Handsome, Reckless, and Irresistible, Lord Byron was Europe's first pop superstar. He had become famous overnight with the publication of Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, a bold novel in verse about the travels of a hero resembling himself, who searches for meaning in nature as the world of men disappoints him. "There is a pleasure in the pathless woods, there is a rapture on the lonely shore, there is society where none intrudes by the deep sea, and music in its roar. I love not man the less, but nature more. From these our interviews, in which I steal from all I may be or have been before, to mingle with the universe and feel what I can ne'er express, yet cannot all conceal." The poem's beauty and romantic intensity, combined with its hints of autobiography, created a cult of Byron. Men practiced his scowl before their mirrors, women threw themselves at him, and he responded with gusto. One lover called him mad, bad, and dangerous to know.